Hi everyone, my name's Dan, and on behalf of the staff of Christadelphians, welcome to this podcast. Over this four-part series, we're going to be looking at forgiveness as it's taught in the Bible. We've got four questions about forgiveness to cover in this series, one for each week. The questions we're going to look at are, why would I want God's forgiveness? Is what I've done too bad to be forgiven? Why would God want to forgive me? And finally, how do I obtain forgiveness from God? So we're on to our third question then. Why would God want to forgive me? So far we've dealt with why we might want God's forgiveness and whether what we've done is too bad to be forgiven. So why would God want to forgive us? The short answer is that he doesn't want anyone to die. The human race are his creations and he loves us. We know, don't we, that we all die. As morbid as it might sound to talk about it, it's a fact of life. Ever since Adam and Eve, in Genesis chapter 3, gave in to temptation and sinned, we all, as a human race, have died. God made it very clear to Adam what the punishment would be if he disobeyed the only rule that was laid down for him. And you can find that in Genesis 2, verses 16 and 17. And God says, "You may surely eat of every tree of the garden, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die." So God tells Adam what's going to happen. And from that day on, Adam was slowly growing older and dying, as we all do. We all know, don't we, how easy it is to break the rules, even if we don't mean to. The only man never to sin was the Lord Jesus Christ, who, although he did die, couldn't stay dead because he'd done nothing to deserve it, so God raised him. What can be a bit difficult for us to grasp is that all sin causes us to die, not just the ones that we consider to be really, really bad ones. To God, all sin is rebellion against the laws that he has laid down. And it's a corruption of what he designed and labelled as very good in Genesis. We're told in Romans 6 and verse 23 that the wages of sin is death. Not the wages of some really, really bad sins, but the wages of sin, that's all sin, is death. But the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. So let's look at what we've got so far then. We've covered why we sin and what the outcome of that is. So now I want to look at why God wants to save us from that. And the first place we're going to look at is 2 Peter 3 and verse 9. 2 Peter 3 verse 9 says, "The Lord is not slow to fulfil his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance." So you can see then that God wants to save us because he does not want anyone to die. What he wants is for us to recognise what we do wrong and to be sorry for it. Once we recognise that we're in the wrong, then he can begin to help us. And that's a theme all the way through the Bible. Once people recognise their faults and they turn to God, then he's more than willing to help them. It's basically the same principle as working with an addict. Whatever the addiction is, the first step is always admitting that you have a problem. So we've seen then that God doesn't want anyone to die. But why? Why would an all-powerful God care whether men or women live or die? If we have a look at John, the Gospel of John, chapter 3 and verses 16 and 17. "God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that it might be saved through him." So we can see, can't we, that God gives us the opportunity of being saved through the forgiveness of our sins because of his love for us. Incidentally, there's also two more elements to us being saved, other than God's love. We've got belief in the Lord Jesus Christ, and finally baptism. And you can find both of these elements in Mark 16 and verse 16, where it says, "He that believes and is baptized will be saved." Another wonderful illustration of God's love towards us in relation to the forgiveness of our sins can be found in Psalm 103, which we've looked at previously. This time, however, I want to look at some different verses. Verses 13 and 14 of Psalm 103. "As a father shows compassion to his children, so the Lord shows compassion to those who fear him. For he knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust." So if you've got children, think about how you feel when they do something wrong. You don't hate them, do you? You don't want to punish them. But at the same time, they need to learn right from wrong. When they apologise and you can see that they're sorry and they really regret what they've done, then you forgive them. And it's exactly the same with God. When we show him that we're sorry, we show him that we regret what we've done, then he's pleased to forgive us. Elsewhere in the same psalm, we're told that God doesn't hold on to his anger, which is what we as humans sometimes do. When God forgives us, our sins are gone. They don't exist anymore as far as he's concerned. But as we know, sometimes we as human beings find it much harder to be so forgiving. Well, that's all for this week's podcast. We really hope that you found it helpful. If you'd like any more information on the things that we've discussed today, or on the Christadelphians in general, please feel free to contact us. You can do this via our Facebook group, Stafford Christadelphians, or visit our website, staffordchristadelphians.org.uk. Finally, I just want to say God bless you all, and may he comfort you always. Goodbye.